From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. President Obama meets with the AU. A press conference is currently underway in Addis Ababa as U.S. President Barack Obama is closing his East African trip, becoming the first sitting American leader to address the African Union in the headquarters of the Ethiopian capital. His remarks at the AU headquarters are following a meeting with AU Commission and a tour of a food processing factory. Mr. Obama met Monday with Ethiopian Prime Minister Haile Mariam Desalegn for frank discussions that included urging the government to allow journalists and opposition parties to operate more freely. Mr. Obama told reporters that Ethiopia has played a vital role in fighting al-Shabaab, and he praised Ethiopia's economic record. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and Energy Secretary Ernest Moniz go before a congressional committee again Tuesday as they continue their efforts to get support from skeptical lawmakers reviewing the international nuclear deal with Iran. The UN Security Council approved the terms last week, setting off a timetable that could see sanctions lifted by the end of the year. President Barack Obama has vowed to veto any congressional rejection measure, meaning both the House and the Senate would need two-thirds majorities to override the president. In a related story, a top North Korean diplomat says his country's nuclear weapons program is not up for discussion, insisting Pyongyang's situation is totally different from that of Iran. North Korea's ambassador to China said Tuesday the North does not have any interest at all in dialogue for unilaterally freezing or giving up nukes. The comments come as senior U.S. envoy Sidney Seiler visits Beijing Tuesday for talks on how to revive the six-party nuclear talks with North Korea. You're listening to VOA.